What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review. The final whistle has just gone at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea running out 3-2 winners after a late scare from Jacob Murphy as he thundered it into the top corner right at the shed end. But Chelsea hang on for dear life. A fantastic solo goal from Mikhailo Mudryk sealed the win against the Geordies in a game which really could have made or break Chelsea's season. 3 points keeps us in the race for Europe, just behind Newcastle now with a game in hand. But it is looking to be a pretty, pretty decent result for Chelsea. Marco Correa gave us a little scare, showing he was slightly off the pace still. The trademark diving did make a return, but at the end of the day, we got the result we needed. Chelsea, Mikhailo Mudryk, Nico Jackson, Cole Palmer, my word, those three had pretty decent games. On to the next one, and I'll pass you over to the boys in a bit.
Right then, boys and girls, Chelsea 3, Newcastle 2. I've just left the stadium for finally producer Jordan as we're walking past the Newcastle United fan buses has made it to a Chelsea game this season. And we won. So it's my fault. I take full responsibility for not coming to every single game this year. And we would be top of the league by 20 points if I had. But alas, not. I want to talk about the way we are playing football. Now, it was a great win, don't get me wrong. We need to get away from all this tiki-taka, passing around fucking bullshit and get back to proper Brexit football. I want Poch to channel his inner Sean Dyche. I want to see tackles flying in. I think it was Chalobah at the end, right at the death, just after they made it 3-2, to put an absolute unbelievable tackle down the left side. As one of the Newcastle players, maybe Almiron, I don't know, was running at him. It was an absolute sort of something you see from the 90s. I want that back. I want the long ball over the top. I want Misha running in behind the defenders. Jackson, I thought, was great today. He did a great job. He seems to just panic still a little when he's presented with a chance, but he'll get there. He'll get there. Good stuff, Chelsea. It's nice to walk away with a win and a good feeling. I'm off for a beer with Lou. I'll catch you later.
Well, that was a good one. That was a good evening. Well, well, well. As we've said before, we felt this was the one we had to win if we had any chance of Europe. And we did. We've got a good run of games coming up. There's one person I want to talk about specifically that needs to feature heavily. And by feature, I mean start. Maurizio, not just sit on the bench and come on with 20 minutes to go, start. You probably guessed already, but it's Mikhailo Mudryk. He has to start these games now. He's come on, he's scored, I think the best, in fact, I think I'm pretty safe to say the best goal he's scored in a competitive game for Chelsea. There might be a bit of a debate because of his pre-season one, but we don't really care about that one. His best goal in a competitive game for Chelsea was today. Really well taken. Like, fantastic footwork, cheeky nutmeg, and then does enough to get it in. Potentially slightly lucky that it goes in, but all of it, apart from the finish, is amazing. And then the finish, doesn't matter, it goes in. That's all we care about. Compare that to the person who started ahead of him in Raheem Sterling, who had a really big chance, gets to a 2-on-1, or in the end it was a 2-on-3 when the two Newcastle defenders got back, and again decides not to pass it. This time he does actually manage to get around the keeper, but still misses. It was blocked on the line, but that's not the point. That has to go to Palmer. That should have been the game wrapped up in the end. He's subbed off. Mudryk comes on and he wraps the game up. Well, sort of. Technically, he got the winner because Murphy scored. But anyway, my point is, Mikhailo Mudryk has got to start against Leicester and for the rest of the season. And I'm afraid, Raheem, your time at Chelsea is effectively up. So start Misha and let's go up the Chelsea.